Get all the sporting views on and off the field on Clare FM's Sideline View in association with DNG O'Sullivan Hurley.
Good evening and welcome to Clare FM Sideline View. Derek Lynch with you until 7 o'clock this evening. Coming up on the show, we'll be previewing a very, very busy weekend of National League action. We'll have four of Clare's inter-county teams lining out over the coming days, so lots to get through on the show. And we're starting straight away with the hurling, where Clare will be looking to get back to winning ways on Sunday afternoon when Wexford are the visitors to Cusick Park for what promises to be an intriguing affair all round. We'll look ahead to the game in detail shortly, but firstly we'll hear from Clare selector Ken Ralph. He gave his thoughts after last weekend's loss to Antrim.
It's a loss, so it's a disappointment, of course. Whether it's a challenge or a league, it's a disappointment. We wouldn't be overly despondent, though. Obviously, you saw we have to give guys a go, and lads in training were showing up, and we gave it a go and they did their best. Antrim were, you know, on the day yesterday, they were a really good team. They were big, strong, physical, beaten hard. Coming off the back of a Joe McDonough win, their confidence was high, and they deserved it. So, to answer your question, bit of a mixed bag. We were happy with some aspects and maybe not so happy with other aspects. Obviously disappointed with the result, but look, we have kind of set our stall out that we're going to give players a go and a chance to prove themselves. And okay, we came out the wrong side of it yesterday, but that policy will probably continue, Derek. You know, we have to look at all our options and see what's working.
And I suppose as much as anything else, like, the lads have had so much time off the field, both for club and county, that was it always a case of just having to get back up to that match intensity again, which, you know, hopefully, to use the horse racing parlance, they might come on for the run a bit?
I'd say absolutely. You know, with the current situation, there's been no challenges, no water crystal, you know, so we have a lot of training out there. And you know, we would have done very little hurling on top of that. You know, we have a few 20-minute games maybe in training for the last couple of weeks. So I would say we're probably behind most counties on the hurling side of it. That became apparent yesterday now against a very well-drilled team. And I would expect even going forward for the next week or two, we will probably have that issue as well. You're looking forward to Wexford there. We do know they have a lot of training and a lot of hurling done. We don't have the hurling done yet. So, to answer your question, we'd be hoping that game would bring us on a lot, and the games in the coming weeks will obviously do the same.
Clare selector Ken Ralph there speaking with me earlier in the week after that loss to Antrim. Clare FM's Tommy Guilfoyle and Cill O'Connor are on the line. They were both up in Belfast. Lads, I think rather than maybe dwelling on a week ago at this stage, let's look ahead to Sunday. And maybe, Tommy, firstly, kind of give us an idea as to what or where you think Clare needs to improve, or what will the focus have been on this week?
You can read my mind. I had it in my notes where the improvements were coming. So, look at Derek, I think, you know, in defence, I suppose, you know, they'd have to limit the mistakes, you know, lower the free count. And I think, you know, work better as a unit. And I know that's easier said than done, but, you know, that will come in time. I think, you know, we made a couple of mistakes. We were turned over, you know, exiting our defence. And then our free count, you know, at this level is too high. And, you know, if you make the mistakes and if you foul, you will get punished at this level, and that happened last Sunday. Whereas, you know, up front, maybe, you know, Tony Kelly has been carrying the scoring stakes. I hope that, you know, we get a better spread of scores and probably, you know, create more goal scoring chances. But, you know, if we create them, we must be clinical and take them. So, you know, I suppose as Ken Ralph alluded to there, you know, they are where they're at, and I think probably, you know, the match will bring them on, and hopefully, you know, we'll see a big, big improvement in the performance that will give us a chance of winning the game next Sunday.
Sill, just to pick up on something Tommy said there, is this a new thing Tommy's at for 2021, taking notes?
sometimes, you know, you'd be hoping and praying that nobody would get their hands on those notes. Some of them that I have seen anyway, that's for sure. But look, Tommy is spot on. Look, if you listen to the lads there, Derek, you know, we have to remind ourselves it is the first game of the year. And I know people would say it's the first game for Antrim as well, but it was a huge game for Antrim. I mean, you could see that even before the ball was thrown in. And the best team won on the day. And I just think it's a program that's in place from a Clare point of view, along with an awful lot of other counties. I remember listening to the build-up to the Cork-Waterford game last week. There was huge talk about what kind of a team Cork would have this year. And so expectations. And from a Clare point of view, it's the starting block again for 2021. If you think back of the management team over the Clare team in the last year and a half, my God, they've had a real baptism between lockdowns and COVID and not being able to train the whole lot. And it continues, and hopefully we're on the way out of it.
Absolutely. And Tommy, I suppose not to get into the debate about the background to the game and last year's defeat in Portlaoise and all the rest of it, like, but I mean, this is probably a swing game for Clare insofar as a defeat on Sunday probably ends all hope of topping the group. But I mean, the other side of that is, I mean, what great benefit is it to do that either, you know? So do we expect the team will be named later tonight? Do we expect many changes?
Yeah, well, you know, listening to Ken there, you know, I think that they said that they've set out their stall where they're going to give players a chance and give them a time, you know, maybe a game or two, to stake their claim. One would maybe suggest that they would have targeted maybe, you know, Antrim and Laois and maybe to a lesser extent Dublin, you know, to try out new players. Whereas, you know, against particularly the home games against Wexford and Kilkenny, they may have gone for maybe the strongest possible team available at the particular time. And, you know, when you look through the panel last week, you know, we were missing a lot of experienced players, you know, David McInerney, you know, Pat O'Connor and those players. And I suppose, you know, you don't really miss them until they're not there. And, you know, at different stages last week, you know, we had a youthful enough team out, and maybe at different stages last week, a small bit more of experience would have helped. But, you know, I think that they will make changes. I think, you know, that they will probably go as strong as they can. You know, it is about probably the performance. And if the performance is good enough, you know, then the victory will look after itself. But, you know, these Clare-Wexford games, you know, probably there's a big build-up to them usually, and people are expecting sideshows and stuff. But, I mean, in actual fact, I think Clare, you know, have had their number for the last couple of years. I think they know the way Wexford set up and play. Will Wexford change? No, I don't think so. So it'll be the matter of the same again. You know, I think just, you know, keeping very high work rate, concentration. Wexford like to bring runners from deep, you know. And, you know, again, that'll be all a learning experience for the newer Clare lads in the start of a game.
And still, we expect Davey to reveal his starting 15 later tonight as well. And we saw last week, I mean, being able to call on the likes of Lee Chin and Rory O'Connor from the bench just kind of shows the strength and depth that Wexford have. So, I mean, in an overall sense, do you think that this Wexford squad might be a little bit farther down the road in their overall development, perhaps, than what Clare are at the moment?
I think you have to think back. I think if you were a Wexford supporter or even a player or management, they'll be thrilled to see the back of 2020. Now, that all stems from the fact, of course, is that they came so, so close in 2019 they were so close in that All-Ireland semi-final. They know better than anybody that was a golden opportunity for them. 2020 was one of those years you're trying to get back to where you were the year before, and they found that very, very difficult. I think if things go reasonably well for Wexford in 2021, there's no doubt in my mind they will look at themselves and say, look, we probably had a great chance 2 years ago. We probably have many more chances with this group of players. And I think they'll be very, very difficult to beat in 2021. That will start on Sunday. But as we were saying, like, Clare's record against Wexford is very, very good. And I think the Clare performance we saw last Sunday, I think, will be only a shadow of what we see this Sunday. But having said all that, as I said on Monday morning, on Morning Focus, I think the management team, I would imagine, are looking at the bigger picture, which is probably in a couple of weeks' time when they're getting ready for the championship. But every game, Derek, at this stage, is a learning process, and I think that's what the management will be doing over the next couple of league games.
And I suppose not to question the character or anything like that, but I mean, we heard that during the week training was fairly hopping. I mean, when elite players like these guys get beaten, and we saw a couple of images of fellas walking around Corrigan Park with their head in their hands, like, they're going to want to bounce back. They're going to have heard all the use of the word antrim and the word loss and the word shock and all this kind of stuff during the week. So still, from an elite player's perspective, I suppose we can expect that response to come, can we?
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Just remember, at the end of last year, we had four nominated players for All-Star Awards and one for Hurler of the Year. So let's not forget that. And let's also not forget that there's a couple of players here just trying to get a grip, maybe at this level, which will happen as well. Make no mistake about it, they will be more disappointed than anybody with the results that's done that. But they will also realise that maybe that the standard that they're at currently will have to improve, and nobody better to do that than the players that we have at the moment. They will know that, and they will look at Sunday as being a fantastic opportunity to erase those memories of Corrigan Park. And not to forget, Anton has a fantastic record over the years in Corrigan Park, but that's all behind now. And I think what these lads will be doing more than anything else is, you know, the next time they want to hear about Antrim, will probably to go on holidays there. They're looking forward to Sunday to get back on the winning train, and certainly a top-class performance. They know better than anybody else will be required to do that.
And just tell me, on that performance discussion, I suppose, a couple of people have referenced that maybe a particular style of play or a pattern of play perhaps was maybe a bit difficult to spot on Sunday. I mean, that's probably likely when you're trying out, you know, a 2018 All-Star full forward at centre-back. So there's a couple of dices still to fall. But, I mean, is that something we're looking out for on Sunday, a kind of discernible style of play for Clare?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, one of the things that I would be looking for, you know, I mean, last year, you know, I personally found it hard to see, you know, what actual sort of a game they were trying to play. You know, have they set out their stall? And yes, you know, it will evolve through the league and over the games. But, you know, I suppose the way hurling has gone now, you have to be able to adapt and play what's in front of you. From a Clare point of view, you know, I suppose, you know, I would like to see someone like Aaron Shanahan, you know, on the edge of the square, you know, where he could be a target man, maybe Shane O'Donnell playing off him. Because I suppose if teams and forwards are to exploit the new rules, you know, Shanahan is a great man to win the ball and take on the defence. And I suppose last week, you know, some would say that, you know, there was a debate whether he was entitled to the penalty and maybe that famous black card. Someone else suggested that, you know, there was other defenders behind. So from a Clare point of view, I think, you know, if they get enough ball in around the square, Shanahan is a big, strong man, and, you know, his battle potentially with Liam Ryan on Sunday, you know, is really intriguing. But, you know, I mean, Shane O'Donnell, we know what Shane O'Donnell can do. I suppose if he can, you know, get back to his scoring exploits, you know, allied to the fact that, you know, his high work rate and his making of the scores. So, I mean, Clare will need to get, you know, and create, and more importantly, be clinical in front of goals. When they get those chances, you know, put them over the bar, keep the scoreboard ticking, because, you know, it didn't happen last week. I thought we were a bit hesitant up front, where we wanted to take one more step with this. Top class forwards get, you know, 1 second, one step and over the bar. So I think, you know, Clare will be looking for that, and I have no doubt that, you know, they will come on, they will be disappointed, and, you know, they will respond and react to disappointing performance. And, you know, who and where better to bring it out against Wexford inside in Cusick Park next Sunday.
Absolutely. It's a game we're all looking forward to. Sid and Tommy, thanks very much indeed for joining us there this evening. The two lads will be in situ, of course, in Cusick Park on Sunday afternoon to bring you that game live commentary from start to finish and everything in between. And that brought to you with Matt Waters, Clare Fruit and Veg Market, Turnpike Road, and Giverty Sparrow off licence on the Turnpike in Ennis. A 12:45 start on Sunday afternoon for what will be a cracking doubleheader in Ennis. And we're turning our attentions to the second part of that doubleheader now, where Clare will open their National League football campaign against Laois in this new look Division 2 South. We'll go through the intricacies of that in a few minutes' time. But before all that, we will hear from All-Star nominee Jamie Malone. He gave his thoughts on the build-up to the season getting underway.
Been a long time coming there since we would have kind of got training program that at the start of the year, and we were kind of hoping for maybe March, and then that was put back. Maybe you're hoping the start of April, and then back a couple of weeks off. Definitely, you can see the enthusiasm of the players and the management teams, and everyone just glad to be back. And you know, I've talked about it for long enough, so it's good to have it back, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'd say like most players or even managements that you'd speak to, there's a real sense now of freshness and a kind of a renewed appreciation of getting to get out on a field.
Yeah, that's it. These lads have been working away on their own, like, but there's nothing like getting down to training session and meeting lads and doing a tough session with them and working together. I suppose everyone's thankful to have it back, and now it's down to business, and hopefully it's the result that will probably deter your enjoyment that you get out of it now over the next few weeks.
Absolutely. And I suppose in terms of the on-field stuff, then it's kind of ironic in that it's no sooner back than it could be gone again. There's only going to be a very quick window here to do things. So that mindset of having to be ready for what is already a must-win game, given how the division is now structured.
Yeah, definitely. Like every game in the league round round was important always, like over the next number of years, like Division 2. Every game you didn't know whether which end of the table you were pursuing. And there was never when it got down to the last day or last 2 days and match days, that there was always something to play for. But even that's been ramped up again now. You only have three windows to the three short weeks to define your league campaign. So there's very little second chances available. So there's a big game on Sunday. So we'll be looking to. Obviously, as everyone else, we're making a good start, and hopefully we'll do that.
That is Cora Finn's Jamie Malone there, ahead of Clare's clash with Laois on Sunday in Cusick Park. We're looking ahead to that next.
Oh, when I said a room with a view, I didn't mean overlooking Cusick Park.
Let DNG O'Sullivan Hurley and their award-winning team find your perfect view. Visit dngosullivanhurley.com. Proud sponsors of Clare FM's Sideline View.
Fitzpatrick Super Value and Estimate has great offers this weekend. Half price Super Value Fresh Irish Sirloin Steak, now just $8.48 per kg. Half price Irish Beef Rump Roast, now $8.48 per kg. Save time and choose from a range of wholesome meals and sides, freshly prepared in store every day, like boned and rolled stuffed Irish chicken, only €6. Remember to pick up some of your favourite local products from fabulous local producers. You can be sure you're supporting local when you shop at Fitzpatrick Super Value Ennis Diamond. Family value at the heart of the community.
At Buckley Agri Listowel, we're proud to be sole agents in County Clare for New Holland. We have a full range of tractors in stock. You'll also find New Holland telehandlers and an extensive variety of New Holland grass equipment, including mowers, rakes, tethers and balers. Competitive finance packages available, and we're now open Saturdays 9 to 1pm. Buckley Agri, 068-50070.
Hey, Niamh. It's a lovely day. Want to go for a cycle around the park?
I think I'll have to pass. Stupid hay fever.
Don't let pollen ruin your plans. Say yes to enjoying life outdoors with Telfast Allergy, the only hay fever relief available without prescription that acts fast, lasts 24 hours and doesn't make you drowsy. Telfast. Live your life, not your allergies. Telfast Allergy 120mg film-coated tablets contain fexofenadine hydrochloride. Always read the label. Ask your doctor or pharmacist for further advice.
This weekend, why not treat yourself to a takeaway from New York Pizza Restaurant and Takeaway Ballina Killaloo. This week's amazing offers include a 16-inch pizza with three toppings for just $9.99. Make your order now on 061-622-473. That's 061-622-473. New York Pizza Ballina Killaloo. Delivery service available from 5 p.m. to late.
The crowd goes quiet. He steps up. It's a big moment for him. He puts the key in the door and he's in! Yes! Another happy customer from DNG O'Sullivan Hurley. Proud sponsors of Clare FM's Sideline View.
Now, you're welcome back to Sideline View here on Clare FM. We'll be heard from Jamie Malone before the break, ahead of Clare's National League opener against Laois on Sunday afternoon. Joined now by Joe Gary and David O'Brien to look ahead to that game. David, we'll start with yourself on this one, I suppose, a date everybody's been really looking forward to, and the build-up now complete, I suppose, in the sense we'll get the team name tonight. But this new look, Division 2 South, only the couple of games in it to decide whether you're looking up or looking down. So it was always important, I suppose, to start off quick in Division 2, but maybe more so this year.
Yeah, look, the players will just be delighted to have games. At the minute, look, they're coming into a Munster Championship. The lead-in is you're not going to get too many challenge matches or anything, so the league is kind of different this year in that you'll be sacrificing probably maybe results for the hope of getting performances. And also, if any players are having any little needle injuries or anything, you're not going to risk them now because someone pulls a hamstring or something and that's their year done. So it's just something that it's kind of a new for everybody. But look, everyone will be just delighted to be part of it.
I suppose just to explain to people that may not have heard the new makeup, there's the four teams, Clare, Laois, Kildare and Cork. There'll be the three games, obviously Clare having two at home in Laois and Cork. Top two go through to promotion semi-finals, bottom two to relegation semi-finals. So there's something to play for in every game. And Joe Gary, I suppose, just touching on what David mentioned there, like we've heard it from other squads as well, like injuries are going to be a part of this. So this new influx of youth that Colm Collins has unearthed yet again this year, probably more important now than ever.
Most definitely, and you can imagine that over the course of three games, there might be more players yours than you normally would have the case in a seven-league campaign because there will be injuries. You know, I'm sure the Clare lads have injuries in the camp. No doubt Laois will have injuries in the camp, and that's part and parcel of it. But, you know, it will give opportunities, particularly to younger players, as you say. And I think, you know, normally Clare would be good for maybe 11, 12, 13 scores in the National Football League, and often we've won many a game with that. But I think you'll probably find that there will be more scores conceded and got this time round, and it should make for, you know, more exciting stuff.
I suppose just to clarify, obviously there's a lot more than Colm Collins involved in developing these younger players. You've got the under 20 and minor managers from other years as well, which is great. But it is, David, and you've been involved in the squad as a selector. I mean, one of the things of Colm Collins' tenure that will be remembered whenever it comes to an end, hopefully that won't be anytime soon, but this ability to regenerate squads and having lost big players, like we've mentioned Gary and Gordon and Aaron Fitzgerald, obviously, but it's been a feature that those players, while they've been missed, they've been, you know, replaced or people have stepped up to the mark as well. So that process well underway again this time round.
Yeah, I suppose, and it's an ability that Colm has that once somebody walks in the door and they're made feel an equal part of the group, it's like a club team for that work. They're like someone comes out a minor, they're made feel just as important as, we'll say, the Garys or the Gardens that have been there in the past. And so it means then that when they're given their opportunity, they have that inbuilt belief that they're good enough to be there, they're ready, they wouldn't have been there if they weren't good enough, and so they have the work done. So over the last few years, we've noticed the young players have come straight into the squad, and Colm gives them that confidence to go out and just perform, and you know, they have the inbuilt belief, and it has worked so far, and long may that continue.
Joe, looking ahead to Sunday, and Colin briefly touched on it in his clips across Clare FM Sport this week, that we remember that game last year, the late rally that ultimately just fell short, and a sense that the 12 wides on that day and the bit of wastefulness maybe and the slow start probably cost Clare, because Clare and Laois in the last maybe 5-6 years, it's been tit for tat, so probably something similar again on Sunday.
That could be said, I suppose, for most teams in Division 2. All those games over the last number of years, been very little between them, and I'd imagine it'll be the exact same in both Division 2 North and Division 2 South this time round, because, you know, it'd be a brave man now that would call the two that'll go up and the two that'll go down. But that's, you know, that's been par for the course the last number of years. As you say, last year, ding-dong back, and Clare have been bitterly disappointed. Didn't take something from the game. Even the late freeze, we had a chance to snatch a draw out of it. I thought Kieran Lillis was his captain again this year. I thought he was particularly good and particularly influential in that game last year, and they have Kingston back in the ranks as well. You know, they're going to come down with a strong squad, but it's up to Clare then to meet that challenge head on, because I think this is Laois's only away game, so they have two games at home, and they will fancy their chances big time if they get something out of Cusick Park on Sunday.
Do we expect, Joe, any major change in the makeup of that starting 15? There's been some talks of Jamie Malone being pulled back around the middle third, and there's a cornerback slot obviously to be filled and a midfield spot as well. I mean, what are you expecting later tonight when the team is named?
We don't know exactly how things are gone, you know, in the camp, and there will be injuries, I suppose. That's part and parcel of the course. But, you know, there's a couple I would imagine that we will look for. Owen Cleary will probably be on the 40, certainly in the half-forward line, in leading the attack. You can expect Killian Brennan at full-back. You can, more than likely, I would imagine, that Cathal O'Connor will take his place, Lorna Parker. And, you know, there will be lots of shuffling in that. Jamie will be in the middle eight somewhere. There's no doubt, you know, that we we can expect that, I suppose. But the good thing about the panel of players, and it's outlined there quite clearly in the champion this week, is that there's quite a number of very, very talented young players. And sooner or later, some of those lads are going to get a run in the league, and it'll be up to them then to grasp that opportunity and drive Clare forward. Because every year we start off, which if we get a good start, we can be pushing very close to Division 1. And remember, at the tail end of last year in that Armagh game, we were 1 minute, we were up in Division 1. 3 minutes later, we were hanging by our fingertips to Division 2, you know, sliding towards Division 3, and then eventually before consolidating at the end. So I'd expect nothing different this time round. It'll be a ding-dong battle in each and every one of the games, and a goal, as always, could be vital.
And David, you touched on it there in an overall sense, that the new structure, the league running into Championship, no Challenge games, no McGrath Cup, it'll be a very difficult balancing act to hit the right thread of giving the two or three young lads their chance. You know, if you sacrifice results as things are, you could end up scraping then for that relegation. So it's going to be probably the finest balancing act that the management team have found over their tenure.
Well, I suppose the only slight difference is, even though it's a smaller group, is that if you're willing to not risk players and take chance like that, there's still a game. No matter how your group stage goes, there's still a game at the end where if you win it, you stay up. So you could end up winning two games and being in a relegation playoff just as you could be in a league semi-final. So because the group stage is not overly important. It's about the first couple of games anyway. It's just about getting people on board. There's a lot of young players that are independent. I know Aaron Griffin is supposedly going very well. Daniel Walsh, you'd be hoping Cormac Murray and Emmett McMahon step up as well. And so that's four young players that will be given chances at different stages. So it is something that Joe touched on there. It's just about the goals. That teams are going to tire because they haven't got a lot of, with the on-field training this year, they're going to tire. There's going to be stages of games where you'll be up or down for 5 or 6 minutes, and you'll find that teams are going to have to score goals this year because they won't maintain a performance for 70. So getting those 2 or 3 goals, if at all possible, puts you well on your way. But look, Clare will be, they'll be really up for it. They will be mindful. Cullum has been big in the past about any little niggle or anything like that. He told players back he won't risk them. So there's going to be a lot of that, but it's just about getting that. The players just be chomping at the bit to get out and get playing this weekend.
And Joe, the man beside you there, David, has been notorious for his one game at a time philosophy, I suppose. But maybe we can look a little bit more, I suppose, in the whole thing. We know that there's a trip to Newbridge to come. I mean, that has been a graveyard, I don't think is too strong a term to use for Clare football. And then a home game against Cork as well. So, like, the win on Sunday will either set you up for having a right good crack at Kildare up in Newbridge, or it'll probably put a whole different element on it in if you lose.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think, you know, each game will be pivotal for a number of different reasons. But the key thing is, as Dob has mentioned there, that one way or another, you have a fourth game. Now, will it be a semi-final to go down to Division 3 or semi-final to go up to Division 1? So the key thing is, obviously, is to make sure that you're in the top two of the bracket. That will mean winning two games. And if you look at the results of Clare over the last number of years, our home form hasn't been, you know, much, much better than our away form. Mm-hmm. The best win we've had in a number of years last year was against a very strong Cavan side above in Breffni last year. So, you know, I don't think, but as you say, we haven't had much luck above in Newbridge. It's not a place that, you know, you put at the top of your list if you were visiting for National Football League games. But nevertheless, each game will have its own, will be played on its own merits. Leash are the first challenge. Cullum and the boys won't be looking beyond that. And then you'll reassess them when you look at injuries. And remember, with games coming thick and quick, the squad will be stretched. And, you know, I wouldn't be one bit surprised to see 28, 29 players being used in these next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be an intriguing campaign. We've looked forward to it for so long. So thankfully, it's getting underway on Sunday. And Clare FM live commentary as ever from that game, Innes Home Furniture on the Quinn Road Business Park in Innes. Our commentary sponsors. Joe, before I let you go this evening, it's a very big weekend out around West Clare as well for a very different reason. You might fill us in.
That's true. John Joe McMahon there, he's a Curragh Clare man, but domiciled in Lissy Casey, and John Joe he's gone running 4 10Ks tomorrow here at the West Clare Sports and Fitness Track. There's a number of people throughout the weekend will be doing their own 10Ks virtually, and he'll be joined tomorrow at 8 a.m, 12, 4 and 8 p.m. as well on a number of those. He's raising funds there for Bumbleance, Laurel Inn Hospice, and of course Jack and Jill Foundation. It's a huge cause in memory of his son Cormac, who sadly departed just 2 years ago now. I know Dov has done he's just completed the track here in Corriclare. He's just done his 10.14 kilometres, so I can vouch for that. The only thing is, Derek, is he left today around 2:30, so there's more time for him to be coming in.
That's all right. He got home eventually. There was no fear of him. Joe and Dov, thanks very much indeed for joining us there. And as I said, live commentary of that game. And if you want to hear more about that fundraiser, the 14Ks for Cormac, we spoke to John on last week's Sideline View. Check it out on the podcast's full details there of everything that is going, and the very best of luck to him and everybody else that's undertaking that mammoth task. We're turning our attentions now to Camogie, though, where after a turbulent few weeks, the National Camogie League will get underway this weekend as Clare make the trip to Athenry to take on Galway, while the Clare Juniors are also in action. They face Limerick in Kilmallock. We'll look ahead to both those games shortly, but first we'll hear from the Clare captain and Aine Kilnamona club woman Claire Herr, because this week's decision to implement the split season for Camogie also carried that caveat that the unfinished club season from 2020 would not be completed. That of course included Aine Kilnamona's Munster senior club final and Fecal Kilinina's junior campaign as well. We spoke to Claire earlier on today, and she was remaining hopeful that a resolution can be found, but she rightly feels that it should never have come to this.
It is disappointing enough. I think from our own point of view, we're kind of holding out hope that the Munster Council might be able to do something for us. You know, the Munster Council are a different organisation to the Camogie Association. So, you know, there's been a lot of communication there, and we're just going to have to wait and see what they can do for us and what fixtures the Camogie Association release. But yeah, it was a very difficult decision. You know, there was a lot of talks of, you know, which option would benefit who, but I think at the end of the day it was just, I don't know, did anyone win at the end of the day? You know, it was a very difficult decision, a very difficult position to be put in, and you know, it's something that shouldn't have happened really. Like, you know, it shouldn't be up to any player to decide what game they shouldn't have to play or can and can't play. So I suppose it is. I'm glad it's all over now. But looking back on it, yeah, it's definitely something that I hope we never have to do again.
Yeah, so just to explain to people of the two options that were given out for Camogie clubs to vote on, one of the stipulations that was included in the split season selection was that the 2020 club championships from last year wouldn't have been played or finished out, of course, and we know that Aine Kilnamona were in that Munster final. We hope, I think someone pointed out during the week, that there is a window there somewhere in the calendar that could be fitted in, so hopefully there's a resolution to it, because I know that's a title that Aine Kilnamona are craving with a long number of years as well. And it can't have been easy for yourself, Claire, either, to be looking ahead to a National League campaign as well and have all this in the back of the mind, and then, you know, not knowing up until, what was it, Tuesday or Wednesday as to whether things were going to go ahead or not. So quickly, I suppose, having to put that out of the back of the head and focus on Galway.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It was a quick turnaround. You know, we didn't dwell on it too much anyway at training. We kind of prepared as if, you know, we were going ahead. It's not like we were preparing to strike by all means. It was all guns blazing for our first league game against Galway. You know, the strike action was really going to be a last resort, and we're just happy, you know, that it didn't come to that.
And I suppose on that league campaign, then, you know, there's chances there to progress, I suppose. That's what you want now, having waited so long, is as many games out of this as possible. Big opportunity, big opposition in Athenry, but I suppose that's the level that we want Clare operating at, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. It is a great Galway will be a big test to start on, but that's kind of what you want, and it'll show us then where we're at. And show all the training we've done a lot over the lockdown ourselves individually, and then coming back as a group, then it was kind of all just focusing on our gameplay and that, so it really allowed us to focus on that. So we're hoping, yeah, that we'll be ready.
And I suppose very finally, just we have to keep trying to push the Club Clare narrative as well, and hoping that more people sign up and more people get involved, because now we're at the point of the year where everybody was looking forward to. But I know there's been great welcome in both the hurling and Camogie camps for the initial support, but obviously hoping that more people will get behind it as well.
Definitely, yeah. We've got a massive support so far, but you know, we can push on with that again. You can see all the where all the support is going to. Like, there's so many teams that are benefiting from it. So yeah, we'll just really ask everyone to get on board if they haven't already.
Claire Herr there, ahead of this weekend's National Camogie League opener. We've got more on that to come after the break. Do stay tuned.
It's almost the weekend. When you're hungry for real food, look no further than the freshly prepared by Super Value range. Why not try our tasty spatchcock chicken for only €8 or chunky beer batter chips for only €3? Prepared in-store and ready to eat in minutes. Super Value. We believe in real food prepared by real people.
In this Saturday's Irish Examiner, Beach Benefits. In Weekend Magazine, we explore Munster's top strands. In Property and Home Magazine, discover all the costs, savings and benefits of retrofitting older homes. Don't miss our final Sport Ireland booklet packed with cycling trails, including off-road routes for cyclists of all abilities. And in sport, is the feel-good factor back with Cork Hurlers? Michael Moynihan talks to manager Kieran Kingston. To know what's really happening, get the Irish Examiner in-store or subscribe at irishexaminer.com.
TFI Local Link, your local bus service, keeping rural communities in Ireland connected as part of the Transport for Ireland network. For more on service arrangements, visit transportforireland.ie.
We're coming into the last stretch of Clare FM's Sideline View Stakes, and DNG O'Sullivan Hurley are pushing hard now as they head towards the home stretch, and it's DNG O'Sullivan Hurley that are going to take the title of number one estate agents in County Clare, followed by Don Roman. DNG O'Sullivan Hurley, the Clare winners.
Now you're welcome back to Sideline View here on Clare FM. Derry Clinch with you as we continue our look ahead to Clare's National Camogie League openers in both the senior and junior grades this weekend. And to do that, I'm joined by Clare Camogie PRO Breed McNamara and joint Clare junior manager Amory McGann to preview the action. And Breed, before we get into the details of matches and all the rest of it, I suppose just a word on what was a turbulent week or two to know would we have matches to look forward to at all. And even at that, still no kind of clear-cut message being sent from the camogie world in terms of what they want.
Yeah, I suppose it was a turbulent 10 days, I'd say, Derek, really. But at least we have matches this weekend, and Claire mentioned it earlier when you were speaking to her. At least it didn't get to the point of where players had to go on strike. And I think the Camogie Association, I do think, were somewhat taken aback at their original plan. But I suppose we have to give them credit that they did put it out there to the club players, so everyone had input into the final decision that was made, and it's the decision which they're going with, the split season. So I think lessons have been learned all around on it. It is disappointing that we still don't have dates or times or dates anyway for championship later in the summer. And I know you were speaking with Claire about the club championship and how it's disappointing that that's not part of it. And what I'd be saying to the Camogie Association is to go back and look at this again, because in the two options that they had given out, in option one, they had 4 weekends allocated for the club championship over June and July. That was the inter-county club and then inter-county season. But then option two, which was the split season, there was no allocation there for club championship. However, they had 12 weekends marked in for inter-county championship, whereas they only had 8 weekends for inter-county championship in the other option. So even when you'd contrast the two of those, like, why does it take 12 weekends in one option and only 8 weekends in the other? So there is a window of opportunity. I think it's just a case that people need to put their head down and decide, yeah, we're going to do it. We can fit it in, so let's do it.
And I suppose no stranger as well to decisions around fixtures or late notice or anything like that were certainly the Clare junior team last year, who, as you'll remember, were the victim of this decision not to allow second teams to compete, even though the championship was right on the window. Joint manager, of course, is Amory McGann. Amory, you're getting your National League campaign underway in Kilmallock at the weekend as well. I suppose, firstly, you must be delighted just to have an actual fixed fixture. You're not any bit worried about it or anything at this stage. It is going ahead.
Well, you're actually ringing me in the middle of a battle here. We're trying to pick a team. It's nearly very heated at the moment. But
Can you give us the exclusive? Have you come to a decision? No, not yet.
Well, there's a few slots that have been thrown there now, so nothing has been decided yet. We train and a half. But look, it's great to be back playing. But obviously, it was disappointing last year. But unfortunately, that's life, and you have to move on from it and accept the decision that the powers that be made. And I think the girls are raring for order right for tomorrow. And I think everyone is kind of going into the unknown this year. You know, it's great to be back playing, but I think everyone kind of is on an equal par that We don't know how much training everyone else has done, and I suppose it's very hard. I think we've all been zoomed out of it now at this stage, and you can only do so much on technology and things like that. And when the girls get back on the field, it's a different ball game altogether, and I think everyone is raring to go, whether it's in Clare or any other county.
Yeah, and it probably goes across, Anne-Marie, both the junior and senior squads. I mean, Ken Ralph touched on it earlier on when we were talking to him about the hurling, that, you know, it's the hurling training. I mean, lads can be, you know, doting fit, to, you know, from all the 5Ks and 10Ks and all the rest of it, but it's that hurling touch that doesn't come back until you're right in the centre of it, that you kind of don't know then where you are until that point.
Yeah, and I suppose it's like playing in-house matches and things like that. Obviously, over the last number of weeks, we've only been able to play in-house. We were lucky enough to get a challenge in this week, and when we learned a lot of lessons from that challenge match, and it's different. When, you know, when you're playing an in-house, you're playing people you know. When you go out then and play a championship game or a league game or a challenge match against another opposition, it's the same thing. You know, you cannot see what's coming ahead of you, and I suppose it's the same as Ken was saying. You know, ball work, everything like that, it's a different story when you're out in the field. You could send anyone to a ball wall and they could be just tipping around. Unless you're being supervised, unless you're actually doing it in a collective training session, it can be meaningless to a certain degree. So look, it's great to be back on the field, and I think that everyone is looking forward to it.
And Bree, just something of an explainer, so in terms of the Senior Camogie League, Clare, Galway, Limerick, a three-team group. There'll be a bye round, obviously, for Clare while Galway and Limerick battle it out. But just to explain to people then, I suppose, where or what will it mean in terms of the final standings or who goes where?
The top of the group will progress straight through to semi-final, and because there's three groups of three, that'll be three places, and then they're going to play quarter-final for the last semi-final spot, so they are semi-final spot. So you'll have second place in each group. One of them will get a bye, and the other two will play off to get in there, so they will. So, yeah, if tomorrow doesn't go our way in Kinney Park, we're still in with a shot, so we are. It means that the game the following weekend on the 22nd is the most win game then for Clare, so it is. I've the utmost faith in these girls. I'm actually here at Father McNamara Park now, watching themselves and the management, and I don't know who's hopping off the ground more. Is it Chloe Murray or Ger O'Connell? They're buzzing to get out on the pitch. Like Anne-Marie said, they're burnt out now from Zoom at this stage, and they're back on the field. They've been training hard on the field here for the past few weeks since they've been allowed back, and they're just itching to get out there. It is going to be a big test for us, so it is. Galway, the beaten our Ireland finalists last year, they'll be wanting to make up for that, but they're going to be facing a very, very tough Clare outfit tomorrow for the year. I'd expect to see a couple of the younger players who Ger has brought onto the panel. I won't be surprised if I see a few of those making an appearance at some point tomorrow. That's the scoop from Ger, by the way.
Right, okay. Just to pick up on something, though, that Anne-Marie said there, I suppose it's all well and good to say that, you know, okay, Clare got to the knockout stages last year, and while the result wasn't great, it was certainly a progress. And, like, what has happened then, I suppose, in the intervening months in terms of the training shutdown and all that, could that be a leveller? I mean, let's call a spade here. We saw a shock in Corrigan Park last weekend, and it would be a shock in just on rankings and standings if Clare were to do something similar above in Kinney Park tomorrow. So could that be a leveller, do you think?
I think that it will be a leveller, so I will. Derek, I think you're right there on that point. You know, we're going into the unknown. Like Anne-Marie said, nobody knows what anybody has really done. And, yeah, they can have Zoom meetings all they want, and you can be saying that you need to send in your kilometres and that. But how do you know if they're tying the phone onto the dog to do their tracking of their 5K, or are they actually doing it?
There's an idea. I never thought of that one, now.
Well, there you go now. But you don't know, and it they've only had a very limited time in terms of ball work on the field. So, yeah, tomorrow could be a big leveller, so it could. And I'm actually surprised you haven't picked up on the fact that it's three groups of three. This league could go on for a good few weeks, so it could. There might be more than two games.
Yeah, well, look, I was more kind of thinking there you wouldn't have much value on the phone if you're tying it on to the dog, but anyway.
I might be trying to get rid of it as well.
Anne-Marie, from a junior point of view, then obviously, as you mentioned, you're glad to be just getting back playing, but I suppose eager as well to make it competitive when that whistle blows.
Yeah, look, I suppose we were quite confident going on the last maybe 2 weeks, and I think we got a bit of a, I suppose the word you're using is a leveller when we play Cork intermediates there on Monday night. They were just a different class, really, but we learned an awful lot from it. And I suppose it was better than an in-house challenge. And we're still, you know, quite confident for the game tomorrow, but Limerick have named a 40 squad, you know, a 40 woman squad. And obviously, there's a lot of interest in the junior panel below in Limerick, and obviously for the seniors as well. They have a bye this weekend. They have a bit of time then, obviously, to try out a couple of players who, you know, might make a senior appearance later on in the league. But 40 people, I don't know, would I be able to manage it myself? I suppose this year we have over the 30 in the junior panel, and it's a lot of people to be managing. And I think when we name the team this evening, there's going to be a lot of people who are disappointed. But unfortunately, that's the name of the game this year, because we haven't had time to have as many challenge matches. We're going on, you know, what's been done in training, and over the 14 weeks that, you know, you've been on Zoom and everything like that. And look, you can only put out the best team, and albeit, look, there can be 8 subs in the league this year, which is a positive in one sense. You know, we might get to see a lot of girls taken to the field, but it's a hard thing to manage, I suppose, when you have such a big panel. We have a number of girls going between the senior and the junior this year. So that's a plus for us. And I think we've beefed up the team with a bit of experience as well. I don't know, some players mightn't like that being called an experienced player, but we definitely have a number of them. So, you know, we've a girl from 17 right up to into the 30s. And I think that going out against Limerick tomorrow, look, we will give it a fair try, but I really want to come away with the win and settle ourselves down for the rest of the league.
Yeah, no doubt that it'd be a similar mindset, Breed, I'd imagine, finally for the seniors. But like, yeah, with the championship now, we know that it's going to be run off before they hand back for the clubs. Like, does that give a different dynamic then to what you might want out of the league? I suppose it would be maybe aspirational for Clare to expect to win a league. But I mean, if you could get to a semi-final or a final and see your full panel in action, that would be almost as good as winning it in that sense.
Yeah, and it's like Emery said, there's 8 clubs there this year, that you can introduce 8 clubs throughout the league, which I think is going to be a huge boost, not just for Clare, but for every county, because you have, we say, if you like, you've 15, 17 players who are nearly always shoo-in for the starting 15, and then you have your usual 5 or 6 that you know are definite clubs, but now you have an extra few players, and over the course of the game, you get the opportunity to try them out. I think that this year the league is going to be used as preparation for the championship. So, as you said, this is the year for a leveller to happen, so it is.
Absolutely, it's a very, very busy weekend right across the board. So we'll let you go to prepare for it and let Breed catch the dog there to bring the phone back to her as well. She'll need it tomorrow to be providing all the social media updates for Clare Camogie, of course. And we'll be bringing you updates across the afternoon tomorrow as well here on Clare FM, and social media updates as well, and bringing you some of the action before the game, shall we say, to look ahead to it as well, and reaction as well, as we mentioned, right across Clare FM Sport next week. Anne-Marie and Breed, thanks very much indeed for that. We're finishing up this evening then by hearing about the return of the hugely popular Masters football competition, which sees all those who have progressed from the underage ranks and hit the magic 40 becoming eligible to don that county jersey. As we know, Clare already registering success in this competition by winning the plate back in 2019. Committee member Dermot Keating has been telling me they're looking forward to getting the band back together with a few new members too.
For a lot of us, it's kind of a swan song, but for some physical activity and to get out and about and get active, I suppose, for males in their 40s and even into their 50s now, some of the guys are still in very, very good nick and keeping themselves fairly fit and active. It's, you know, it's been brilliant. We've had almost every club in the county represented, and, you know, people that have moved into the county through work or with marriage or after basing themselves here. Anyone is welcome. Once they're 39 and hit the 40 mark this year, that's the threshold. So anyone born in 1981 is eligible. So we're hopeful to get a couple of things ironed out and to get the management confirmed and our training venue. So we had a meet up on Wednesday night, just the committee from the last 2 years. We've stayed intact and we're still talking, funnily enough. But we're hoping to canvas all the clubs, because you know, there's a lot of guys after coming in, and you know, there will be people that are involved with their own home clubs or underage or with county squads or things like that. And you know, it's an enjoyable thing. You know, you've seen some of the games and you know, the bit of banter and the crack we've had, and you know, it's very, very enjoyable. The training is not as severe as your club or your county or anything like that, and what I would say, like the games are intense. Like, I mean, anyone that would have played the games, they'll appreciate the sub factor that you can roll on, roll off. It's unlimited substitutions, which is very, very good. Like, you know, that the legs mightn't be as willing as the body or the mind is, you know, and you can take a breather and come off for a few minutes and go back on again. You know, that it has been fierce enjoyable. And I think that's a testament to the organisers and to everyone involved in it. And we've had a great 2 years in it, and we're hopeful to get a couple of games in it this year and see can we progress. We won the plate competition, you probably remember, back in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't kicked the ball in anger since, really, a lot of us. And we'll have to have a very, very gradual return to play and contact to make sure we survive the first couple of weeks anyway.
Absolutely. And just as finally, I suppose, the real good angle on this, or the thing that really captures the imagination, is that it's a chance maybe for players that never got the privilege in their own, we'll say, I don't want to call it their peak or their good years, but that might never have worn the Clare jersey before, that now this is their opportunity to represent their county, which I know still means an awful lot to guys.
It does. Like, it's a great honour, you know, with great support from the county board and from the top table and from clubs, and best wishes from, you know, from all the clubs and all the neighbours and things. It was great. You know, guys that have played inter-county at any level, they've given an awful lot of time and sacrifice. And maybe this is a chance for the rest of us. You know, we still have a lot of guys that are very active with their club teams or second teams and would have played senior inter-county. But it's not all about them. We'll say it's not all about the superstars or the guys who would be lining out, you know, for 10, 12 years inter-county. This is a chance for guys to get active. You know, we've had a big push to try and get people back active, especially males, that, you know, we can kind of tend to let ourselves go to seed a small bit in our 30s and 40s maybe, and, you know, kind of just let the younger lads take over, you know, let your kids enjoy it. But this is a chance to get back, get active, and, you know, we're not looking for a militant commitment of all five games or to make all the training, but, you know, we want people to enjoy it, and to get that chance, like you said, it'd be great, you know, if other people can get to experience that as well, and we can, you know, pass on the enjoyment and kind of keep things going. So hopefully, fingers crossed now for 2021, Derek.
Yeah, and if you want to get involved with the Clare Masters footballers, more details on their social media channels if you're interested in taking part. Almost time to say goodbye on this Friday evening, but just to let you know that the Clare Ladies footballers are launching their new sponsor Monday night at 9 o'clock as they prepare for their league match against Wexford on May 23rd. Great to see that game has been fixed as well for the county grounds here in Cusack Park. And I know Sean Lenihan and all his committee want to pass on their thanks to Clare GAA for making it available. So great to see the ladies playing in Cusack Park, and details of their sponsors to be unveiled next Monday night at 9 o'clock. And of course, right across Clare FM Sport next week, we'll be previewing that, and obviously here on the show next Friday night as well. Very busy weekend ahead, bringing all of it to you here on Clare FM. Updates from Kenny Park tomorrow for the Camogie, and two live commentaries on Sunday, Clare versus Wexford 12:45 and Clare versus Laois at 4. To whet the appetite for all that, Owen O'Neill is up next on the West Wind here on Clare FM, bringing you the best in Irish music right across the next couple of hours. Do stay tuned, and I'll talk to you over the weekend.